Now, on this week's Bygones feature, Margaret Mills is taking us off to Greenstead Church. Now, Margaret, you did say that it's a little bit lighter than the last few weeks, but not a lot.
Exactly.
Tell us more.
Greenstead Church, for anyone who's ever been there, not far from Ongar, is a very picturesque old church. It's a wooden church. Mm. It's said to date from around about 645 AD, so pretty old. It's supposedly the oldest wooden church in the world, which is a pretty sweeping statement. How accurate that is, I don't know, but that's one of the claims. It has a long history. 2 points from its history. If you go round the back of the church, there's a sort of carved out or hollow part in the wall, and it's said that this was where a bowl of holy water was placed so that people suffering from leprosy who were forbidden to enter the church because of obviously their condition and the fact that, you know, people would run away in fear as soon as they saw anyone suffering from leprosy. Anyone who was afflicted would be able to partake of drinking the holy water, even if they were forbidden from actually entering the church itself. Mm-hmm. Another claim to fame of the church is that in 1013, St. Edmund was massacred by the Danes, by a Danish invading force, and it was planned to bury him at what we now call Bury St. Edmund's, what was then known as Bury. And his funeral procession went through the whole of Essex into Suffolk, but the funeral procession stopped overnight at Greenstead, where his coffin found rest in Greenstead Church. And it was moved then from Greenstead Church back in procession on its way to Suffolk and to his ultimate burial in Bury St. Edmunds. So a very famous connection with a well-known East Anglian martyr, St. Edmund.
So he was actually buried, as you say, in Bury St. Edmunds, which I guess we should have picked up on, but no, not at Greenstead.
Indeed. Another perhaps PS to this is that Greenstead was also the resident, or the residing place, I should say, of several of the Tolpuddle martyrs, which we might remember from history. They were involved with the early trade union movement.
Yes.
Were convicted and transported to Australia, brought back after a huge public protest and settled in certain areas of the country. Some of them were settled at Greenstead, but it said they encountered such a lot of prejudice from the locals, in particular local farmers, that in the end they were forced to leave and emigrated to Canada.
Well, all right. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret. So what is your subject next week?
A bit of a lighter note now.
Thank goodness for that.
Old King Cole.
A merry old soul indeed. All right, we look forward to that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.